This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Raheem Morris, as we get ready for the Bucks, I gotta say this, man, you've been kind of quiet week one here. I mean, what are you feeling?
Well,
here?
You know, I just, you know, it's a good defense. It's a division rival. You just touched on it. We don't respect Tampa Bay, but they keep winning the division. You know, because we keep shooting ourselves douche right in the foot.
It's true.
You know, whether it was, you know, Arts, you know, and everything else that preceded it. I don't know, man. It's just, you beat them last year in two really good games. That's one of the best Falcon games I think you and I ever attended.
It was.
You know, that overtime win, and we're high as a kite. We're 6-3, Kirk Cousins. Remember, the 2 weeks he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week with those two victories over Tampa. Can Michael Penix Jr. provide those kind of highlights for us in this game with a backup right tackle against an aggressive defensive scheme? That's why I'm a little, like, low-key right
You
now.
Are low-key. Look, I bring this up only to say, like, a lot of times, you know, the bravado on this show is it's right in your face, right? I will tell you that I like our team. I think we're talented. I said to you 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when the injury situation happened with Caleb McGarry, we got enough in this building to still do what we need to do.
Right.
But this is not going to be easy week one. And I'm not going to sit here and fool you. And when Coach comes in here, I'm not going to tell Coach, oh, we're going to go blow Tampa out. Guys, to me, this is a three-point game. And this is a fourth-quarter game. This is going to come down to either Baker having the ball, Mike, or our guy Michael Penix potentially having the ball and going down and maybe needing Koo to win the game. That's how I see this game on Sunday, 24-20, right. 28-24. Like, that's where I see this game.
And again, everybody, look, you can be a fan and be like, we're going to win. We're going to win, you know. Like, this isn't like the old Saturday Night Live skit with the Bears. There are guys, look, and I get it. There's radio shows around the country where I think we're going to beat Tampa 45-2. I don't live in that world. I didn't expect anything like what I saw at Florida State this weekend because, look, that's my fandom. I'm an Irish fatalist. I generally expect the worst things to happen. That way I'm always can be excited and uplifted by my team overachieving. But here's one of those things that has got me, to Carl's point, a little, I don't know, pragmatic on this. Darnell Mooney gave you three touchdowns in those two games versus the Bucks last year.
Yes, he did.
Two in the overtime come-from-behind win, and that beautiful, I thought one of Cousins' best plays of the season, into tight coverage, into a zone, in the end zone for Mooney's score down in Tampa Bay. We don't know if Darnell Mooney's going to play or if he's on a pitch count. So that combined with what's going on with the tackle, I'm just a little nervous in the service on this one.
Fair enough. Where are you guys? It's Wednesday. I am confident that we can handle our business, and especially at home. Look, let's create this home field advantage, man.
Bring the noise, man.
There were times last year, and Mike talks about this Tampa game. That was one of those games. It was so loud, man. It was incredible to be a part of that.
And a lot of people got by the Falcon and then, oh, we got to get back in the stadium.
Oh, yeah, because it was like, oh, this thing ain't going our way. And then all of a sudden you saw how it played out. I just feel like we got to create that But also, I think this offense is going to give us a reason to want to get excited. They're going to be exciting this year. 404-726-0929. That is the phone number. It's also our text line. You can text us, guys, and follow us on social media, across all social media platforms. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We are waiting, Coach Ra. In the meantime, let's tell you what's going on around the NFL in 4th and 1. Well, Micah Parsons continues to be in the news, Mike. He's trying to solely focus on football. Does he? Is he going to be able to do that? What kind of impact is he going to have? I don't know if you guys heard it over the last couple of days, but his agent came out and said, look, Micah really wanted to be in with the Cowboys.
Right.
He really, if it was his choice, it would have been being in Dallas. But this happened. Ultimately, they didn't want to pay him what he thought he deserved. And so now he's in Green Bay. Here's what he says about trying to focus now that his situation has changed.
I'm just so ready to just focus on this thing that what's really it's all about. And that's just this football right here, what we love. And I think here it's just all about ball. They pour everything into this football. And this is probably what I need in my life. And I told my family, they said, are you happy? I said, I couldn't be happier. I feel it. Like you ever just had that feeling where you're just like, I think I made the right decision. And that's exactly what I feel.
Well, okay. If you feel that way, then you're going to have success. You just can't get there in doubt. You can't get there and be like, well, you know, man, if I was with the Cowboys. A lot of people, Mike, don't think the Cowboys are going to win 5 or 6 games this year.
Well, I mean.
And they open with the Eagles, by the way.
Yeah.
The spread is 8.5.
Yeah.
That's big.
I was looking at this, and I think it was on Good Morning Football, which is still run by the NFL for now. More on the NFL coming up. But they're saying Jordan Mailata, the left tackle for the Eagles, is probably living in, well, a really happy place right now. No one doesn't have to face off against Micah Parsons or any of the Eagles line, for that matter, depending on which side of it was Lane Johnson, wherever Micah Parsons was going to attack from, because he's not there. Cowboys do have some good news. Trayvon Diggs apparently is good to go. He's been dealing with a knee injury during camp. And left tackle Tyler Guyton, good to go for Thursday night against the Eagles. But, yeah, if you're the Eagles, man, you're an 8-point favorite. You're going to hoist that banner. Crowd's going to be upside down. And I don't know, Dak. And here's the thing. Could Perkins, who is it? Pickens. Should be the little secret sauce as wide receiver 2 for Dallas behind CeeDee Lamb?
This is what I'm hearing, and we'll see. Mike, apparently he's matured, which is great.
The wake-up call finally came,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And if that's the case, we know he's got the ability. Pickens can be a dude. Look, my focus is on CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb has been a killer. So I got to make sure he doesn't, you know, beat us. And if the focus is there, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for you know, him to make some plays on the opposite side. Either way, Micah will see whether or not he is available for game one. Meanwhile, Aaron Glenn is not talking about the guy that used to play quarterback for the Jets. Matter of fact, he talked about why he's not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
That's been gone. So I'm not going to answer questions about guys that's not here and what I saw. Right now I'm looking at what our guys can do. So
scouting him now.
Like I said, I'm not going to sit there and answer questions on what I saw back then that's not relevant to right now.
Okay.
You think he's got a problem with Aaron?
Well, I mean, look, who do you believe on that whole story about Aaron flying across country just be told, you're out of here. Don't want you. Don't know. I mean, unless Aaron Glenn already had was predisposed not to like Aaron Rodgers, which I don't blame him for.
Right.
But still, I mean, I don't necessarily take Aaron's story at face value about him flying cross country just to be told the Jets aren't going to retain his services. Either way, they don't laugh. Put it this way, I think it's safe to say they don't laugh at the same jokes. How about that?
Yeah. Remember Aaron? And we played this for you. This was months ago when Aaron was like, he said, Aaron Rodgers, that is. He said, Aaron Glenn said, you want to be here? And Aaron was like, of course I want to be here. And he was like, well, we don't want you here. And he was like, you could have told me this on the phone, dude. Like, you made me fly across country.
Right.
I don't know if AG.
If that's legit.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a problem with him.
Right.
Should he be answering questions about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, there's no way you're not gonna. Well, you can say you can stonewall,
but they're right. playing them. This
you're stonewalling about a guy that's a former player, but he's a starting quarterback for the team who, by the way, is a 2.5 only. Wow, thought that'd be a little bit more. Only a 2.5-point favorite for the Steelers traveling to MetLife. You're gonna have to answer questions about it because regardless of what happened here, he's starting for the Steelers.
Yeah, my thing is you're playing them this week. You can't ignore this. That now it seems petty. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to talk about him. Well, he's not your quarterback.
Right.
But at least say, hey, you know what? We respect what he's able to do, blah, blah, blah. He's going to be playing against you this week. So,
Oren found the audio from, right, from Aaron Rodgers. Oren?
All right. Let's play. Yes, this was months ago. Let's hear this.
I meet with the coach. We start talking. He runs out of the room. I'm like, that's kind of strange. I was like, then he comes back with the GM. And I'm like, all right. So we sit down in the office. And I think we're going to have this long conversation. I've flown across the country. And 20 seconds in, he goes, I mean, literally, I'm talking to the GM about something. And he leans to the edge of his seat and goes, so do you want to play football? And I was like, yeah, I'm interested. And he said, we're going a different direction at quarterback.
Wow. Okay.
Again, if that's the way.
I believe it, Mike.
As my father said, for those who are new to the show.
Mike, I believe it.
My father was a detective, and he always felt.
Get out of here, Aaron.
Three sides to every story. His side, in this case, his side, and then what happened.
He told Aaron to beat it.
Don't let the door. Hey, man.
Get back on that plane.
Get back on that plane there.
All right. Either way.
Aaron. I don't know, man. But like I said, Aaron, you get the underlying impression that Aaron Glenn does not like Aaron Rodgers.
No doubt about it. Hey, Nick Sirianni is feeling good about where the Eagles are. Are they the team to beat in the NFL starting the season?
Yes, they are.
I think so, too. Not just because they won the Super Bowl last year, guys. They're loaded. They've lost very little. Coaching staff retained. Obviously, they lost their OC. I still feel like they have the best roster in the NFL.
And I can't – I don't know. Maybe I'm doing – I do too many of those mock drafts in fantasy. But some of the valuations, you feel like Saquon Barkley's going to fall off the planet?
What are they saying?
Well, they felt like wear and tear. There are some running backs you're concerned about. I mean, I don't expect Derrick Henry to continue to be the same guy, but he's still going to put up good numbers. A guy like McCaffrey, we'll talk about that later in Guy Talk. But, you know, I think Saquon Barkley, can he rush for 2,000 yards? I don't know. But I'd definitely take him north of 1,500.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's all you need with Jalen Hurts.
They're not going away from Saquon. They're going to continue to run Saquon. They got one of, if not the best offensive lines in football.
And they got the defensive line that has – and the other thing is the other extreme sort of like, oh, wow, prisoner of the moment thing was, oh, the Chiefs are done. No, the Chiefs feel they've addressed their offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that the other day with Brian Baldinger. He thinks, you know, did they make the right moves? We'll find out. But I do think that both those teams will go back, if not conference finals, deep in the playoffs. But I think the Eagles are back in the Super Bowl.
Look, they're going to be a tough out. And look at the NFC. When you say, all right, who's beating them? There are a bunch of teams you might throw in the mix, but it's still probably going to come down to home field advantage. And, Mike, if they got home field advantage in the playoffs, good luck with that.
Then you look at the teams like, you know, there was always – it used to be sometimes like in 16, we went from outside the playoffs to the Super Bowl. Generally, like for instance, take it back to Troy Aikman, Emmett, and Michael. Yeah, there's like that progression. Remember, they lost to the Lions.
That's right.
Then they advanced. The next thing you know, okay, now they're in the conference finals, and you go. Do you feel that the Commanders are going to be right back in it? I don't think the Commanders take a fall. I think the Commanders have added pieces on both sides of the football, which I think make them – I mean, now, again, it was a surprise, but I don't think they slide away either.
They got to address their defense.
I don't trust the Lions without the assistant coaches that they had either.
That's another thing that we're going to see. Here's Sirianni, by the way, talking about the Eagles and where they're at.
When you practice with the intensity that our team practices with, and you get that good-on-good work that we've gotten for so long. You know, our good offensive line is going against our good defensive line. You know, you have no choice but to get better. And so I feel good about that. You know, now we got to go do it. We got to let our habits take over in the game. You know, as coaches, we got to let our habits take over in the game as players. But I feel good about where we are right now. And this will be a really good test against a really good opponent.
Yeah, I just feel like there's been no noise,
right?
No distractions, nothing from Philly. It's been quiet.
Head down? Because what could you say? They couldn't keep everybody under the cap, but they made the right moves because Howie Rose was pretty darn good at his job.
Yes, they knew
that,
though. You
got to be Georgia Bulldog on that D-line, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they knew they wouldn't be able to do all of that. Hey, one other thing as we get to 4th and 1 here, going around the league. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coach Ra on the way, our quarterback as well. We believe we're going to get a chance to talk to Michael Penix as they are out there practicing, getting ready for the Bucs. Let's hear from Tom Brady. Brady, Mike, he says a lot of stuff these days, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Brady was talking about quarterbacks not as mentally developed as they once were.
I don't believe the quarterback position is mentally as developed as it was when I entered the league 25 years ago. There was a premium on understanding defenses, on understanding matchups, on pre-snap reads, to truly be a field general. Like all the guys that we admired growing up, the John Elways, the Dan Marinos, the Joe Montanas. I think you better have a mental advantage on the field. And I think sometimes that's more important than the physical advantage. Now, did I wish I could run? Of course I wished I could have run. But because I couldn't run, I had to double down on those things much more than anybody else.
Which is Tom Brady's way of thinking, saying, I outworked people, I outthought them. And if you, none of these guys can put the work in watching tape and outthinking opponents like I did.
Okay.
I mean, that's like, he earned it. He is the GOAT. But that's, Tommy's got to remind you how wonderful he was in doing the things that apparently not everybody does. Penix Jr. is watching tape. Experience will help him. He's still only playing in his fourth game as a starter. But I do think he's a film junkie. We know that from hearing from Zach Robinson.
Yep.
Guys are putting the work in. Are there guys that need to do a better job of making better decisions? Certainly. You know, look what happened to Goff. What he learned in Detroit. Does Lamar Jackson need to be better in processing? Yes. But just put the work in. To act like Carl, it's only Tom Brady could have done these things. Come on.
Guys coming in, though, are these quarterbacks prepared?
If you played in one of those college offenses where they show placards with, play, you know, with Whitney Houston's face and a Nike logo, you know what I mean? And that's your play call. Remember, Jared Goff had to learn to break a huddle. So there are nuances to the game, but still, when you're at the NFL level, by the time you're in year 4 or 5,
you
don't have the work ethic, then you're the wrong job.
Yeah, you should. Hey, man, we got plenty more to dive into. What did Michael Penix say today, as a matter of fact? He spoke to the media along with Raheem Morris. We'll let you hear a little bit of that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. We're going to be down there in Jonesboro, off Jonesboro Road tomorrow, Napa Auto Parts. Friday, we're at the Big Pep Rally. Falcons Flyover is what it's called, guys. Or should I say the Falcon Flyover you need to listen to after Falcons games, but we're going to the Pep Rally on Friday at Atlantic Station.
Yes, we'll be inside Hobnob. Come by and see us.
And inviting you guys. Obviously, you can come and hang out. They do this. Well, they've done it almost every year. I think 1 year we got rain. Is that right?
Right.
If I remember correctly. But it's a fun thing, man, to get ready for the start of the season on Sunday. But speaking of the Falcon Flyover, just want to remind you guys that it's your first chance to call in, react to every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster. We are live inside of the Ticketmaster studios today, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Can't wait, man. Listen, as much as I was – excited about last week and the first week of college football beyond week zero. I'm as excited for the start of the NFL season. The crazy thing is we get two games before Sunday and two big games, Cowboys, mm-hmm. Eagles, and then Chargers, Chiefs, Mike. I know everybody just expects the Chiefs to continue to roll. I mean, I get it. They were 15-1 last year, and then they get drubbed in the Super Bowl. But I like the Chargers, man. And Harbaugh mm-hmm. is a guy that's going to have his team ready to play. It's in Brazil, so there's really no home field advantage either way.
Right.
But that game's on Friday, and before we get to the full slate on Sunday, guys. But, yeah, I'm just as excited. And we play at 1 o'clock, which is great. We handle the Bucs, and then you get the chance to see the 4 o'clock games, Mike, and then the night game is Ravens-Bills on Sunday. So that's going to be a hell of a week one.
Yeah, man. The Chargers, you know, did they get enough at the playmaker position? Because, you know, we know what they've got with, you know, Ladd McConkey out there, but did they add extra, you know, enough wide receivers? I think they have. You know, the Harbaugh wants to run the football. I think that's why if you're drafting fantasy, you know, Charger run back, you know, there's one or two we'll talk about coming up
yeah.
in Guy Talk. But, yeah, man, maybe this is the year, but I still, you know, I'm not gonna bet against the Kool-Aid man to Patrick Mahomes, man. I just think that offensive line. And Kelce, do you think Kelce has the bounce back year or just continuing to be declining numbers for Travis Kelce?
Well, look, here's a number for you. And numbers sometimes, again, they don't mean anything. Sometimes they do. But Harbaugh's 5-0 in these openers, Mike. When you go back to his time in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So what it tells you is very much like Andy Reid, his teams are ready. They come into the season, all that preparation, and we talk about it. Some teams are going to look flat on Sunday, and you'll question what the hell's going on. It better not be us.
Right.
But some teams are going to come in, and you're going to wonder, well, what was all this work done when you're playing this way? But Harbaugh, traditionally, in his NFL career, has had his teams ready in week one. Plus, I think more than anything, man, they want to send a message. That division had the three best defenses in the NFL in it. We saw Denver beat the crap out of us last year. The Chargers, when we played them, had the number one defense. And the Chiefs were number four. That division is stout. Defensively, and I get it, Mahomes is that dude, but I'm just telling you, like Friday, that might be one of my picks because I think it's 3 points right now. It may be less than that by the time this game rolls around, but we'll give you our official picks on Friday in our Pick 'em segment.
I know that fantasy football, by the way, doing my draft tonight.
Yeah.
I was joking around with Day-Day. Some guys, I don't understand these dudes who do it like first week in August between the injuries.
Too much.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, trades are few and far between. But, you know, there's roster moves. And I like to get every piece of information I can until we go. So tonight, man, 8:30, do the Shenanigans League. So I'll see what we can come up with. And I tell you what.
Have you changed your philosophy?
No, man. I'm going – Well, you know, I got a question. I already asked some of the listeners on Twitter. We don't say X, but I'll ask you about it coming up.
Okay.
But I do think, at least I don't think Drake Baldwin will be there when I select somebody in our league will take him. But in all those, I keep mentioning all those mock drafts, Drake is still there at like, you know, in the second round. Again, that's just, these are the national people all around the country.
Getting on Drake?
Those Yahoo mock drafts, right. It's over 1,200 yards receiving.
Oh, yeah.
100 receptions, 8 or 9 touchdowns. And it'll be the go-to guy. So I think if you're not on Drake London, maybe the rest, as I said, the rest of the country just doesn't know us.
Yeah.
They don't know what Penix, they don't know the magic in Penix's arm.
I agree. Listen, you said Drake Baldwin. I was like, who?
Drake London. Yeah, well, yeah, Drake, yeah. If Drake Baldwin wants to play football and he can play some right tackle, that'd be great. But Drake London is the guy. Drake Baldwin continues to slug, by the way. We're not talking baseball because that season looks like it's kind of over.
It is over. While we're talking about quarterbacks, by the way, we'll find out what's going on with Day-Day coming up here in just a little bit. Let's hear from our quarterback, Michael Penix, who was asked today about the biggest difference this year in the quality of his reps and, like, what is the difference for him? And I said this, he's comfortable, guys. Like, he understands what this offense is, what they want him to do, where he needs to be going with the football. The one big thing, and I talked to Albert Breer about this when he was here at camp, his progression of reads is next level. When you talk about Michael Penix, and you're going to hear this from broadcasters all season long, when you talk about he's supposed to go here, this is route one.
Right.
He's supposed to go to two, it's not open. I'm going to three, that's not there, guess what, I'm checking down. That is like most guys don't get that immediately. It's one is not there, two, oh, I'm throwing the football, guess what, pick. He has been doing this all camp long, and we were talking about this. It's one of the things that he's improved on, but I think, Mike, he's been really good at it since he got out of college, and now he's getting the chance to really show it.
Right, but the thing is, without having Mooney, we talked about it, Mooney accounted for 3 touchdowns in the 2 games against Tampa. Again, we don't know if he's going to play. Coach is saying it still sounds like it could be up in the air, maybe until game time. How much does Ray McLeod and Casey Washington step into that that void, and or can Kyle Pitts be a guy that comes to the rescue?
Yeah. Pitts, and it's funny because one of our loyal listeners said, y'all, Pitts has got to be the answer for Sunday. Look, I hope so.
88 yards in the overtime win against Tampa, and of course the two touchdowns in the game in Tampa a couple of weeks later. So Pitts had his own impact in the Bucs games last year.
Here is Penix on the biggest difference this year for him.
I wouldn't say it's not too much different. The biggest difference is the reps. You know, if you're not starting, you don't get the reps out there. You know, it's just basically all mental reps. You know, you just got to take those different reps. But that's the biggest difference. As far as like my preparation, you know how I go about each and every day. You know, that kind of stay the same. It's just the reps that you get on field, the live reps that you get on field is different.
Look, this is why I was not ready to throw him into the fire when everybody was saying just put Penix in. The reps matter. You were going to throw him into a situation where I don't know if he was ready. Mike, I still don't know if he was ready for the Giants game, but at that point they had no choice.
Right.
You as a backup, guys, you are not getting that work in, and yet you just don't get thrown into a game plan and go, all right, we need you to execute this. Either way, I agree with him, and that confidence comes with reps.
Because you said it. I mean, once you get in that regular season, it's almost not as concentrated as the NBA, where guys say, you can't get coached up during the season. You're better off to go play in the G League, right?
That's right. That's
and
right.
Then come back up. Because if you were at camp, you're talking about, what, maybe 2 days? You're doing your game install.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're going to get that full practice that you're going to maybe get in the summertime with 11-on-11. So you're right. That's why last year, plus we were dealing with that whole Kirk Cousins soap opera, which is in the rear view, but they were still hoping that Cousins would figure things out, and the coaching staff was not prepared to pull the trigger. By the time we did, the season was lost, unfortunately.
Michael Penix, Big O, let's play the one where he's talking about having to prove ourselves that we're the team we think we can be. Do we have, before we hear it, do we have something to prove? Look, I think we got a lot to prove. If you're going into this season and saying, well, last year was a fluke, I think we got a lot to prove, Mike. And I think there are a lot of guys, again, we talked to AJ, we talked to Jesse. There are a lot of guys who want to get back to the playoffs, man, or get a taste of the playoffs.
Right.
I don't feel like we can go into this season and feel like we don't have anything to prove. I think we've got a lot going into the season to say, hey, we are exactly what we've been telling you we are. And I think Michael Penix agrees. Here's what he said about it.
We got to prove to ourselves that we are everything that we're saying we want to be, you know, and that's, you know, just going out there dominating and each and every week, you know, not just on Sundays or game days, but, you know, each and every day, you know, we put pride into, you know, just taking care of the ball, of course, and going out there and scoring points. And that's what it's all about, you know, take care of the ball, scoring points, you win football games, you know, if it's the other way around, obviously you don't. So we just look forward to winning.
I know that you know, we've got confidence in Michael Penix Jr., but it's a very loaded NFC.
It is.
You know, I mean, you said the Cowboys are probably looking up at everybody else too, just like we are. You know, because of what they're dealing with, Philly, Detroit, Green Bay. I mean, folks feel the Bears are going to have maybe this year. See, a lot of folks from Chicago
might be the team
are feeling.
Yes.
If Caleb Williams can handle his business, but yeah, man. Don't forget the Rams, if Stafford stays healthy. We know the Commanders are there. Bucks aren't going anywhere. These are all teams we've got to deal with. You know, Arizona fans probably think this is the year that they get dialed in, although they've been saying that a while with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, it's a good point, man. And we're simply talking about the NFC. We're not even talking about the AFC. Hey, we got more to dive into. Coaches on the way, players segment, as well as we're live at Flowery Branch. When we come back, what's on Day Day's mind on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to get the latest updates on our injury situation. And, Mike, you have a couple before we get a chance to talk to Coach Ra here inside of the Ticketmaster studio.
Yeah, man, we were talking about the wide receiver situation because remember when that first depth chart came out, 7 wide receivers on the roster, which had me and Carl going, uh-oh. Because we knew that, you know, work your way from the bottom to the top. Kadarrell Hodge was banged up. We knew that Ray McCloud had missed some time. And, of course, the one that had everybody, you know, wondering, what's up with Darnell? What's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell?
With Darnell Mooney. But our man Smoke and Joe Patrick, what he could see today at practice was Ray looks like he's 100%. And that Darnell Mooney, of course, is running routes 100%, but can he take contact with the shoulder, I guess, is the question.
Okay.
Because, you know, we need Mooney to be able to, you know, because they're going to try to jam him and everything else that comes with playing where he plays. And sometimes you're taking shots across the middle. But you and I talked about quick slants and getting the ball out quick. Otherwise, it's going to be Casey Washington and the rest of that wide receiver core. But right now he says Mooney's able to go full speed.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, that's great, but you're going to be tackled.
Yeah, you're going to get hit.
You're going to get hit. And that is the question when, you know, you make a catch, and if you get hit that first time, Mike, that's going to be a big question as to whether, you know, he's able to withstand all of that. We'll see what Coach has to say about that. That is good news, though. That's much better. He's in a much better place than where he was a few weeks ago. So I will take that as we get ready for Sunday. Coming up, by the way, Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons.
I said that's Wes Drewham.
Set to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We will talk to Wes just like we do Arch each and every week as we get ready for Falcons football here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get his thoughts also on college because Wes calls a lot of college football as well and ask him about what he thought about this last weekend. It was fun. And now the ratings have played – not the ratings, but the rankings have played out. And so everybody's getting ready for week two, but we know a little bit more about those teams. Wes is going to join us around 4:20. May fluctuate depending on what time Coach joins us here in just a little bit. But Day-Day, what's going on, man? Glad to have you back up here with us at Flowery Branch. What's happening today?
Yeah, man. Glad to be here with you guys. So we've been talking a lot, obviously, about the Falcons because we're here getting ready for week one. And here we go. I'm out the way. Coach Ra's on my I'm gone.
How about that?
I'm out.
Day-Day segment. I mean, it's kind of like getting bumped on the Tonight Show, man, because here comes the birthday boy.
I miss you guys.
What's up, stranger? How you been?
Are we on air?
Yes, you are. You're live. We just came back out of break, and I was saying he is taking forever. He must be getting them ready for
no,
Sunday.
No. It's been a while since I've seen you guys. I kind of forgot the rhythm, the routine.
Hey, man.
Right.
It's a new year, a new season. Obviously, we saw you at camp, and you know, we felt good about all the things that we saw. Raheem Morris joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, as we get ready for Tampa. Want to dive in. We were just talking right before you walked in about the update on the injury situation for our team. We've got concerns. I know you hear it all the time from our fan base. Darnell Mooney, what's up with Darnell? Ray, what's the situation? Can you give us an update? Can you give the fan base an update?
Ray's all good to go. He'll be out there for sure. You know, obviously Mooney is a day-to-day thing, but looking good out there practicing today. I know you guys got a chance to see him an individual today, move around a little bit, do a couple things on the grass. So we'll just have to take that all the way to the wire. But really fired up, really great about our health. You know, obviously the things that you can't control, our tackle position with Caleb, you know, obviously missing him will be a big thing for us. But we got a lot of people in place that can step up and really help us out and fill in that role and all those type of things, you know, like Elijah Wilkinson and some of those guys. But we are veteran loaded up there with Chris Lindstrom, with Jake Matthews, with really Bergeron, really Newsle starting for us for 8 games last year. And then giving Elijah a chance to go out there and play for us at tackle or whatever the case may be. You know, he's played guard for us at times. He's played guard other places. He's played tackle other places. He's got significant experience in our system. And I'm really fired to watch those guys go play.
We've talked about you can help him out with a tight end, but you can't do that obviously every down, and you don't want to sacrifice guys going down the field as targets. But he's made the adjustment from the over there at the tackle, you're saying?
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's always kind of been that swing guy for us as well. Always that guy that can go inside out. That was kind of the attraction and bringing him back. you know, you always got to help guys out. I don't care who you got them rushing against in this league. They always got to have some help. You always got to have some type of chip presence. You always got to have that tight end over there at times. You always got to be able to slide to them so you can create right. the help with Chris. There's a bunch of different things that you can be able to do in this league that you got to help those guys out with. And that's the stuff that you got to do as a coach, you know. And I think those things that happen with us within our game plan, those things happen within the structure. But like you always say, Mike, there's always times when you got to stand up. And there's those moments in the game right. where there's always critical ones. You got to stand up. And I got a lot of confidence that our guys go out there and fight.
Raheem Morris, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons guys, here with us on Dukes and Bill. We'll do this each and every Wednesday. We'll be up here at Flyer Branch and talking with Coach and getting the lowdown. Coach, let's talk about the trust of Brick, our new defensive coordinator. The focus obviously was on defense. We did it in the draft. We went and drafted four guys. Two of those guys we know for sure are starting in Xavier Watts and certainly Billy Bowman, and you've talked about that. But the trust in Brick, based on what Falcon fans saw last year, and then what gives you and us confidence moving into this season with the new pieces and his philosophy and what you guys hope to do?
You know, it really doesn't start when you're talking about the trust in Brick. You got to start with the truth-telling first. And us having a chance to work together and grow together before in a completely different system and to come in and have some success with the Atlanta system and be able to do it together and call it together and formulate some of the same ideas, you know. And then have an ability to separate and get a chance to go do it on our own at different spots at different levels, you know. Him to the level of really taking that Jets defense and making those guys special and us having a chance to do what we did out in L.A. and win it all and whatever the case may be. And now coming back, you utilize each other's mindset, skill set, you know, the like-mindedness, the things that you bring back, the things you want to add, and to be able to do those things. But it really goes with him being the ultimate truth teller. And that's what you want around you. You want guys around you that can tell you the absolute truth all the time, whether you want to hear it or not. And it starts there. That is what his trust is the foundation.
So that's you're talking about your relationship with him or just how he operates, period?
It's how he operates, period, but I really learned it firsthand with myself, you know, like working with him, getting a chance to know him. You know, we didn't know each other when we first got here, but when we left, we were best friends. And not just friends, we were best colleagues, we were best work partners, we were best working together, we were best working at the same level. You know, when all those rooms happen and those tight situations happen, you got to make those decisions. You need people to be able to have different opinions, so somebody's not needed. Mm-hmm. And when you got people around you to have different opinions, and once you leave that room, it's time to ride. That's what you're looking for.
Raheem Morris with his guys. We'll do it every Wednesday. He can't wait to see Dukes and Bell guys inside the Ticketmaster studios as we get ready for the Bucks.
You guys actually don't bother me at all.
Good.
You know, like
I know there's some other media members that might.
No. I mean,
hey, leave me out of this, Carl.
Oh, I didn't mean you, D-Led. My bad.
Our media is great. You know, like that they're not issues at all. Like
right.
I don't actually mind any of it. You know, okay. Like there's some things when it comes to media where you like. Why are we talking about this today? We're like when you're talking on a Monday before the season when there's nothing to talk about.
Right.
But other than that, man, we're good to go.
That's it.
Really?
And for instance,
really?
For instance,
that's where we're going.
We got to see James Pierce Jr. We got to see him all camera. The guys were gushing on him, and it was funny because dog fans are like, you're not talking about Jalen Walker. We didn't get to see Jalen Walker play. Now you got to see Jalen Walker. How good does he look? Can you give us any insight to a pitch count for him, or how much should Falcon fans expect to see Jalen out there this week?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the pitch count. I would expect this guy to go out there and be full go. You know, this guy, he's dealt with a couple.
Coach, can you say that again, please?
He's going to be full go. You know, he's dealt with a couple nagging things, like a minor tweak of the hamstring.
Right.
Some growing tightness. And us being over cautious and us being able to do the things that we need to do to get him right from a performance standpoint from some of the position change, right? You know, like you're talking about a guy that was off the ball a lot, didn't move down to the ball. You know, there's going to be some different tweaks, some different weight changes, whatever the case may be, body performance things you got to do with your team to get him right. And he's a professional at every level. So, like, he's got those things right. He stayed with his mental plan. He was able to get back out there on the grass and able to go show production and rush. He was able to go out there and get better and better every time he went out there. And now he's probably at the highest level since I've seen him since he's been here. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing for all of us. You know, when you get those guys going out there and rush and you're talking about the addition of Flo, you're talking about the addition of our two young guys, AK coming back better and stronger, having those guys going out there and rush together with D-Lo, being able to form those young guys from the year before to coincide, whether you're talking about Rook and Dorless, be able to go out there and add with some of the guys that we've already had, like a Zach and all those guys, man, it just fires you up. And I am extremely excited to go see us rush the passer.
Me too. How are you going to coach Michael Penix differently than you coached Cousins? Or are you?
You know, I wouldn't say necessarily different. You know, obviously they're different, you know, they're different people. They're different from a mindset. You coach people the same, but you treat everybody fair. I think that's the thing about it. So how you coach those guys is you treat those guys fair. You know, Michael is very sharp. Michael is very unique that he was able to capture and pick up a lot of stuff very early, and he was able to show it early in last year when he played in those three games. It wasn't like we cut the game plan back. We utilized his strengths. I think he has strengths that Kurt doesn't have. Kurt has strengths that he doesn't have. And I think you utilize his strengths and try to let those things come out. You know, as you know, he can throw the ball anywhere in a football field. There's no secret about that. So you got to utilize some of those things, be able to spread the ball down the field and get it across the board. And but you also got to help him out with this great run game that we have with the two backs that we have and getting those guys easy check downs, let them catch and run a little bit too. So we've had a lot of success doing that versus this team in particular. And we're going to go out there and have to do some of those things again. But we want to be able to run the football. You want to be able to get this guy going.
As a defensive coordinator, a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator, Raheem, what do you see in Penix that you faced a bunch of quarterbacks in your career and you go, ooh, like that's next level stuff?
You know, when you're just talking about the people that you face, you always see the wild throw, you know, once, twice, three times, four times a day, whatever the case may be when you're out there with them. You see the wild throw. And you see, the thing you don't know when you're not out there with them is the command of the ones that he missed. He comes back, so he would explain the situation, what he thought, what he saw, why he threw it, what he was able to do. And I think those are the most important conversations you can have with a young quarterback. And he's able to have those conversations with Zach or DJ, myself, whoever the case may be, TJ, all of those guys back that are very calm demeanor, and you very rarely see him get rattled. And that's a real sign of maturity. You know, the thing about that you want to compare him to the most is, I don't want to say Matt Stafford, but I do want to say Matt Stafford because of the like-minded, the ability to feel like they can make every single throw, the ability to make you feel like you can throw everything down the field if you want to, find a check down, be able to take out a bunch of information, gather it, use it, go out there and play football. And they want to play fast. They're different people again, but got a lot of similarities, and they bring a lot of confidence to their football team.
And he's cool. We talked about that Titans scrimmage for like weeks about him being in the heat of it, you know. Which defensive players just raving about that. I mean, we all knew he was a leader from his time in Washington, but that kind of cemented it.
Never heard you yell that much, by the way.
You know, he was. I'm peacemaker on those things.
I know you were like, get over there, get over there.
Coach everybody, Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons, everybody.
Get off him.
The reality of it all is you needed those practices, and those practices were good, and those are the things that you guys got a chance to see that everybody didn't, and now everybody can see it, and it's like those are the feisty moments, the moments that you love about him. Those are the moments you love about his team, his personality, what he's done, his leadership skills, everything.
And just to back that up with feistiness, we talked so much about, you know, James Pierce Jr. and the way he conducts himself, because we didn't know as much about him. Obviously, you guys did the deep dive before you drafted him, and we love this guy. Every time I've seen this guy out there, he's just making things happen. And, I mean, should expectations be tempered, or you think this guy's going to hit the ground running on Sunday?
Man, that is a loaded question right there. You know, like he's done nothing but make you want to have high expectations. And you say that because you want to have high expectations on what he's shown us so far and what he really can do. There's always going to be a learning curve. There's always going to be things he can do better. He'll come out of this game wanting to do something better. He'll come out of this game with us coaching to do something better. But, you know, he's really locked in. He's got a perfect leader in Flo. He's got a perfect leader in Jocky Smith. He's got a perfect leader in Brick. And talking about the essence of ball and everything that it means to everybody and how you play for your brothers, I think we'll be very pleased with what we get throughout the season. And whether it happens right away or not, you know, I think only he can tell you, because I hate to put any a governor on him. But I hate to give him some unrealistic expectations, and that just goes for all of our guys.
Yeah, I mean, 8,000 yards, 65 touchdowns. I get it. Rod, let's talk about our captains, because I said this yesterday on the show. Raheem Morris joining us, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There are going to be some tough times this season. Always is. Do we have the leadership to get us through this? And I say that. I'm not talking about you.
Yes, I know what you
Jesse
mean.
Bates, Caden Ellis, Pinion, Penix, Lindstrom, Matthews named captains. Is the leadership there to get us through whatever tough times we may ultimately see?
I gotta tell you about the culture here in Atlanta. It starts, you know, let's go Jake Matthews, the oldest player that we know. And that is what a definition of what is a Falcon. And it's Jake Matthews, right? Everything about him, the leadership, the calm, poise, attitude, the winner, the guy that knows how to handle winning, knows how to handle losing, knows how to handle how to bring it back, can handle everything. And then that's just – what you build around them. Bradley Pinion, from a punter standpoint, when you're talking about special teams, serious demeanor, the attitude, the temperament, the everything that we need to embody all the things that are important to us. And then you go out and you get a guy like Jesse Bates in free agency. That usually doesn't happen. You know, there's usually some warts. There's usually something there, and that's just not the case. I mean, you're talking about a guy that is the ultimate human that is really embodied the definition of what a Falcon should look like when you want to draft them, acquire them in free agency, all of those things. And the same thing with a guy like Kaden Ellis, you know, a free agent that came from the Saints that we had a lot of familiarity with that has really come in here and been the ultimate guy, the ultimate human, really been a really good football player and getting better and better every single day. And he's embodied that. And then you just go to Chris Lindstrom, who we got a chance to draft a couple years ago, and come in here, and it's been nothing but greatness since day one. And it's been nothing but getting better every single year. It's been nothing but being compared to the best guard in football or whatever the case may be, or the best lineman in football, however you want to see it. And I really think, you know, all of those guys, they kind of find their place and they found their way. And then you had this young kid come in and really assert himself, find a way to come in here with ultimate humility, find a way to take over the leadership role, find his voice, be able to lead the room for, you know, the last three games of last season, going into the offseason, and now becoming a captain for your football team. And like, that is very important. And the best part about it was it wasn't manufactured. It was done by the football team. It was done by his guys.
It was earned. By the way, we talked about Xavier Watts, who loved Jesse Bates' game as a college player, and you're putting your trust in Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman and nickel and dime as well. But talk about the expectation for rookies starting in the league.
You know, expectations to go out there and do your job. You know, like, that's just the bottom line in the National Football League. And you know there's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some things you have to talk to them about. But we got capable veterans in place that can go help those guys, whether you're talking about Jordan Fuller or whether you're talking about, you know, Alford, right? Those guys, they got significant experience that do nothing but support these guys. And, like, some of those moments and leadership moments come from all over the team. And those are great leadership moments that I saw when these guys got named starters, and how those two guys reacted was special.
Rob, before we let you go, again, we'll do this every Wednesday, guys. Falcons, Bucks, Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You'll listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll have all the action for you. We've talked a lot. I've heard you talk a lot about the Bucks. I want to know about us. What do we need to do Sunday to get this dub, to start this season 1-0?
You know, obviously, we got to go out there on offense. We got to be able to handle the run game, right? We got to be able to handle our run game and do it the right way and run the football. We got to be able to do those things. And then, obviously, in protection, we got to protect the young kid, and we got a chance to get out there and throw the football. And then on defense, there'd be no difference. You know, we got to go out there and dominate rundowns. We got to find a way to display our style of football. I think that's very important. And then, obviously, on special teams, we're going to be mean but clean. We're going to go out there and find ways to make plays. We got playmakers all over the place across the board, whether you're talking about Ags, whether you're talking about our guys that we had, Mike Forge, whether you're talking about Felipe, a bunch of guys that we brought in here to really handle business for us on special teams and take it to another level and be the winning edge for us. And we feel really good about the people we got.
What'd you get for your birthday?
I got to practice.
Wow. We're talking about practice.
Well, you're easy to buy for.
We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
And you know, I haven't had a birthday in years because it's this thing called a football season. So right. It's been awesome. You know, like for me, like this is a part of it. Like this is what you wait for all of, every time around that first game. It's your birthday around that. And it's the – it is what it is.
Right.
The fellas will determine how happy I am for my birthday on Sunday.
I was going to say, we know a really good gift that could be given. Right. Raheem Morris, thank you, brother. We appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Boss.
Good luck on Sunday.
You're the man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. That's Raw, guys. I mean,
you'd have thought that Bass Bunny got him a cookie puss or something.
No doubt. Carl, I mean, happy birthday to you, brother. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to get our player guest in here as well. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.